Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Congratulations, Jeff Russell. And it looks like I can't read his writing. Earl, you got to take a penmanship class. Earl, thanks. I can't read what he wrote. But we got your T-shirt request. We got your s'mores kit. And great thanks to Mike Tierney, the founder of and CEO of Stuff Puffs. There's a lot of fun. Here, you fix that while I'm talking. You know, there's so many events going on this time of year. Well, wait, it's Wichita. And remember when people would say there's nothing to do? Man, you haven't been looking. There's so many fun things to do. This event is not only fun, but informative and a great respite from the busy city life in Wichita, if you will. I can't believe it's the 93rd annual Cattlemen's Day, and it's November 2nd. And who better to tell us about it than that cowgirl herself, Jamie Lindemood from Greenwood County Cattlewomen's Association. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Guy. How are you?
Well, you know, I wish we were on horseback plodding around out in the mud.
There are probably better days to be out riding horseback, but.
All right, so this event sounds really cool. In the past we've talked about A Day at the Ranch. You did that this year, but with some politicians and people that might have some impact on the work that family ranchers do in this great state. Tell us about this event, Cattlemen's Day.
Well, we just had our fourth annual Day at the Ranch, as you said, and, you know, it was an opportunity to bring people from Wichita, consumers, out to the ranch and show them what agriculture really looks like. And we thought, hey, let's make a family-friendly event where people can come and go as they please. That incorporates a lot of the same education, but really fun for the kids. So we are tacking it on to our Cattlemen's Day and making a day of fun-filled activities for families to come and learn a little bit about agriculture, but also see what small town life is all about and do some shopping. And not only that, we have partnered with Gallery 12 and some local artists to show art that is also featuring the beautiful Flint Hills as well. So it's going to be kind of a fun-filled day. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, and Eureka's not that far. It's a great day driving back, and you can stay all day and still feel fine driving home. But I think it'd be a fun way to get away and spend the night out there in Eureka or, you know, camp, rent a hotel, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a pretty short drive. It's, depending on where you live in Wichita, it'd be 45 minutes or so to the east. And we have everything from breakfast through the middle of or kind of late afternoon. So you can spend the day and then or come and hang out in the morning and leave when it's nap time. But we're going to have a huge parade. Even the Wichita Mounted Unit is going to come over to be in the parade. And I think it's going to be a fun day, little cowboy education. Opportunities to have great food, buy art, see art. We're going to have some pop-up shops, an auction if you're interested in a silent auction, and then our junior rancher program, which is going from station to station to become a junior rancher by learning a little bit about agriculture in our great state of Kansas. And you can meet some cowboys, some cowgirls, all sorts of good stuff like that.
I just love it. And the parade sounds like fun, too. A full day. It's November 2nd. And, Jamie, is the best place to go is the Facebook event page?
Facebook to the Greenwood County Cattlewomen. You'll learn a whole lot there. And then we do have an event page, the Cattleman's Day also.
Yeah, Cattleman's Day 2019. It's November 2nd. They've got a schedule with all the fun events with times shown. And, man, the parade starts at 1:30, but you want to get there. Looks like you need to be there no later than 10 o'clock. I think earlier than that would be better.
I think 10 o'clock is a good time to aim for. Absolutely.
Good deal. What fun.
Okay.
One of these days.
Hope to see ya.
One of these days.
You're going to come out. I know.
One of these days. Yeah. God, it's just, my wife keeps me real busy, and I'm okay with that, but I mean.
That's what wives are for.
Yeah, well, that's
keep
one of.
Keep you in line and keep you busy.
Yeah. Yeah. I could add more to this, but I will refrain.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move. You've learned.
I've been married a long time, Jamie. Jamie Lindemood, Greenwood County Cattle Women's. It's the 93rd annual Cattleman's Day, November 2nd. Go to the Facebook, find the event page. There's links at goodlifeguy.com. They'll take you everywhere you need to go. Thanks, Jamie. What fun.
Perfect. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Too.
And you got
Me
football
too.
This afternoon?
Yep, go Cat.
There you go. I think it's going to stay dry. It should be a great day.
I hope so.
We'll see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Really fun. Fun event. They put on a good show. And aside from the fact of all the fun aspects and eating and the parade and they bring the kids, it's an educational event that's palatable for young kids. If you don't know where your meat comes from, it comes from Dillon's and a little styrofoam thing with plastic over the top. But you can learn a lot more about that. When we come back, it's going to be time for Wine of the Week. But before we talk about the Wine of the Week, we're going to talk about an innovative way to store leftover wine. This is not a problem that happens often in my house, that we have leftover wine. But this thing is so cool. And it's a little tongue-in-cheekish. It's called Wine Condom. And yes, it looks like a condom that's small. And it fits over the neck of the bottle, and it seals it up like a champ. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.